All right, welcome back to Who's Talking, second half hour, and it's our pleasure for the first time on Who's Talking to welcome UVA head football coach Bronco Mendenhall. Coach, we appreciate your taking a few minutes to visit with us over here in Richmond, and thank you for your time. And my co-host Frank Maloney's got the first question for you.
Great.
Bronco, welcome to Who's Talking. First question here, offensive line. Something that I've talked about on air really almost for 5 years, if not longer. You've stated in your early press conferences that that was an area of immediate need. How do things look today after spring camp, and how do you feel about the transfer of Jared Cohen?
Well, I'll work in reverse order. It's great to have Jared Cohen because, again, we in taking over the program and looking at numbers – and the model that we like in terms of having the bodies necessary not only to play football the way we want to, but to practice. We're clearly in a deficit at offensive and defensive line. I think after spring practice, we have enough players to have a quality football team, but we certainly aren't very deep. And so it puts us in a very unique situation because we consider ourselves a team that loves to practice physical and play physical. And when you practice physical and play physical, there is risk of injury and attrition that can happen. And so delicate balance right now to build the culture we want and to keep enough players healthy in the interiors to play the way that we want to play. And Jared Cohen gives us some experience and another quality player, as does Jack English coming in from Arizona State.
Talk a little bit about Jack. I know he was, I guess, originally an offensive lineman, but the expectation he will play defensive end for Virginia. Describe him and where he fits in your scheme.
Yeah, Jack, we think, is a very good football player. He did play both ways in high school. Is tall, is physical, is tough, and Arizona State had him in the defensive line, or offensive line, excuse me. Based on what we saw from our defensive line this spring, we're in need of at least one more physical body in our system and in our scheme. And we thought Jack, and going back and looking at his film, would fit a need for us and certainly help us establish, again, another physical player with size and the mindset we're hoping for up front, now just on the opposite side of Jared Cohen.
I believe you meant Jack Powers, correct?
Yes. What did I? Yeah,
you said
right,
you said Jack English from Richmond.
Yeah, Powers. Sorry, my fault.
I think yeah, Jack would be Powers. A little freaked out to find out he was back on defense again.
Based on what I've seen of Jack, though, I wouldn't put it past him. But yeah, Jack Powers is who I was talking about.
Coach, back to that offensive line. Have some guys gotten healthy to help your depth and your strength in the O-line? And beyond Mateo at center, how are things shaking out?
Well, I would say we're getting healthy, and that's a work in progress. Nothing significant to report in terms of players that are absolutely, absolutely back, other than I would say there's a possibility as we look coming into fall camp, Michael Mooney, which would be another good player to have back for us. Any player right now is back in the offensive line is helpful. And so having Michael back, that would be a nice benefit for us. And when we came down to fall camp, or excuse me, spring practice, and saying, man, who else might be able to fill in and do a nice job, we saw Trenton Jenkins actually step up a little bit and do a nice job for us. And so, again, there's a lot of guys that got work, that needed work, and we were giving a great chance to see what they could do. I think we might get R.J. Proctor back, and another player we were impressed with was Jacob Thieler. And so, again, Proctor coming back, Mooney coming back, those two will give us two players we didn't have in spring, and then you add Jaron Cohen to it, so that would be three, and we need all three.
Gotcha. Hello.
Yeah, while we're speaking of transfers, the quarterback, Benkert,
yes.
Coming from East Carolina, is he going to have enough time to learn the system? And you referenced that it's still an open competition for the quarterback job. Is that still the case?
Yeah, it is. We like competition in really every phase of our program and every part of our program. And everything that we do is earned, not given, and that's week to week and day to day. That's just the culture that we believe in, similar to the real world when the kids leave college. And so we want them to go in with that mindset. And so Matt Johns and Connor Brewer were competing fiercely this spring and both doing a nice job. But what Kurt Benkert gives us is a chance for a run and pass option type of dual threat quarterback that both Matt and Connor are capable of. But Kurt is more of a true run threat than maybe either of the other two.
Coach, looking at just the whole team for the first time this spring, understanding I think that your expectations may have been lower when you first got to Schottsville, but it sounds like they won you over with, you know, a lot of hard work and serious effort. How do you feel overall about maybe your expectations for the coming fall camp and then the, let's say, the first month of the season?
Yeah, I'm optimistic. I was expecting a lot more resistance and a lot more attrition when the work capacity and the standards were set. And once the players saw what those are, I thought that there would be less that would be willing to buy in and commit to what we're asking. And what I was pleasantly surprised to learn is this team and these players, they want to win bad, and mm-hmm. they're hungry and just short of, I would say, desperate to really put a quality football program together that wins every year and is contention for ACC championships. And so when I arrived, I had underestimated their desire with that in mind. And they'd already basically decided they were going to do what was asked of them, no matter what that was, because of just how hungry they are to have change and have a successful team. And so I like the mindset, and there's more talent than what I expected. Our biggest issue right now is just our depth. And that would be fairly comprehensive. It's saying team-wide, but especially in the interiors. That'll be the biggest thing that could get in the way of sustainability and consistency through the course of the year.
We're visiting with head football coach Bronco Mendenhall, whose voice, I guess, will become very familiar. It won't be long before, Coach, everybody will recognize you by your voice if they don't already, but just want to make sure everybody knows who you are.
Sure.
Any surprises thus far? You talked a little bit about the buy-in from the players. Yeah. Also, have you adjusted to the humidity in Central Virginia? That's a little different than out in Utah, I think.
I would say I'm adjusting, not adjusted. That's a work in progress. My wife and I, we have acreage and animals, and just going outside to work and feed when I get home after practice in the evenings and stuff. It's noticeable. Other things that are just, I would say, pleasant surprises is the quality of people at UVA. I didn't know really what I'd be coming into, but the kids on this team, the people existing in the program and support staffs, they're all hungry and capable and really want to do things right, and it's refreshing. The kids that have come to UVA are really strong students. They have great character and have just been a real pleasure to work with, and that they're willing to push themselves the way that we push our players, that's been another benefit. So I would say ahead of schedule to this point in terms of mindset and willingness. But certainly it takes time to get the execution and the quality of football to catch up.
Just quick follow-up.
Where the mindset is.
Quick follow-up. Speaking of kids, Breaker, Raider, Cutter, how are they adjusting to Charlottesville?
Man, they're doing great. We're still living in the RV. Looks like that's going to happen till August 1st before we get into our place. And my wife just made it one giant adventure. When we left on December 26th as a family, we each took one backpack and a duffel bag that would fit in the saddlebag of a horse's a backpack or a duffel bag that would fit in a saddlebag on a horse. So, and literally we survived on those minimalist items all the way from then. And it's been awesome. We've really learned what we need and what we don't need. And basically we're a team. And so we're all getting along great.
Coach, looking at really, I think what would have to be called a major rebuild in terms of everything from strength and performance enhancements and game preparation, all those types of things. How do you feel you are set up at this point in time relative to when you first took over at BYU?
I think we're certainly much more equipped. Number one, I'd never been a head coach before when I took over at BYU. The team had three losing seasons there, and I was getting used to being a head coach and hiring and putting people in the right places on my staff. In this particular case, we have an established model that's proven to work very well. I brought 12 staff members with me and their families. We already have a good idea of what our talent is here, what positions and roles guys might play, and we have a good idea what we're looking for as we go out to select players on the recruiting front. So all of the operational things, so many decisions have already been decided, and basically we picked up a football operation and moved it across the country and set it back down. And now blending what all the strengths are of UVA, we're making tweaks to leverage and highlight those things with an existing model that's already proven. And so I think we're much farther ahead than the things that, when I first encountered at BYU.
Coach, I ran into Sean Cascarano over the weekend at the baseball, and he mentioned that he was leaving for Chauhan College. Wondered if you had made a decision on who would replace him as a grad assistant.
Yeah, we have a graduate assistant coming with family ties here. Our offensive coordinator, Robert Anai, his son, Famika, played for me at the offensive line at BYU. Really, really tough and physical football player. And so he will be our offensive line graduate assistant to replace Sean Cascarano, and he'll be here within probably 10 days. They just had their first child, so Coach Anai became a grandfather, and so when mom and baby are up and ready to go, or at least have the enough care back home, then Famika will come, and then mom and baby will follow a few weeks after.
Coach, you mentioned recruiting. I have two questions. How is the recruiting going? And also, I read an article that said you and Marcus Hagans went out recruiting together early one morning, and he was a little nervous, didn't know exactly what music to play, so he didn't turn on the radio. So what station should he have turned on?
Anything that has so my favorite artist is Jack Johnson. And so anything that has kind of the surfer vibe to it is where I am. It's my passion. I love the water.
And all right, we'll pass that along to Marcus if you haven't already.
That'd be good. And recruiting's going great. We have, in relation to how specific our requirements and talent pool was at BYU, while the academic standards here are very similar and exceptional, we're looking for similar talent when it's not restricted as much or focused so much on one particular faith. The numbers really increase, and so I'm really encouraged by what we've seen so far.
Well, Coach, it sounds like we've covered a lot of bases there. Jim and I both wish you the best of luck as you approach your first summer camp in Charlottesville. Wondering if there's any final thoughts, just any surprises by any particular players that may have really showed real ability going forward, maybe. I know that you did talk about one of the defensive linemen. His name escapes me.
So there's a couple players that have been, I think, exceptional so far. Dante Wilkins has been
That's
very impressive at nose tackle. I've really liked him. No surprise, I've been very impressed with Micah Kaiser at inside linebacker. I really like our free safety and Quinn Blanding. But we have a secondary player that I've been really impressed with named Juan Thornhill. And he's done a really, really nice job. At receiver, I like a player a lot named Donnie Dowling. He's done a really, really nice job from the moment I've arrived, and not only how he's worked, but the plays that he's made. But just in general, we have good kids, good football players, and we just need to establish some more depth to get the consistency we want. But they're willing, they're capable, they're able. And now I have a unique job to manage the culture development with the help of our team to make sure we can play the way we need to and want to from beginning to end.
Coach, we look forward to it. The Bronco era in Charlottesville, we're all excited. September 3rd, I think, is the first game against Richmond just around the corner. But we thank you for joining us today and look forward to future visits.
Thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
All right, Bronco Mendenhall, the head coach at Virginia. We'll be back for our final segment after these messages.